Chapter 57, Collaboration. There are several forms of collaboration that are essential, yet often confusing to product organizations as they work to optimize for team autonomy and empowerment. Let's consider two specific kinds of collaboration: shared team objectives and common objectives. Shared team objectives. The first and most basic form of collaboration is the concept of a shared team objective. When multiple teams share the same team objective for an important objective, this is not at all unusual. This is especially common in the case of large company initiatives, which are essentially problems large enough that they require help from many product teams. The most straightforward example of this is when both an experienced product team and a platform team have the same objective, because the platform team is expected to need to provide one or more new services to enable the experienced product team. In this case, the teams will normally collaborate to establish a simple form of contract with each other in the form of an API, and then both proceed to figure out their sides. And then they will again collaborate on testing and delivery. Another form of shared team objective is when multiple teams temporarily combine their talents to solve a particularly hard problem, especially on problems that benefit from a range of different skills brought to bear. Bringing the teams together can often provide the knowledge and synergy required to quickly come up with an effective solution. In certain situations, the teams will co-locate for a few days or week in what is sometimes called a swarm, which is an intense, highly collaborative technique to deep dive together on either or both discovery and delivery work for a particularly challenging problem. Common objectives. Another form of collaboration is a common objective, when multiple teams are asked to pursue the same problem, but each in their own way. The reason for this is really risk management. We have a solid product strategy built on focus and insights, but we still need to execute on this strategy. And sometimes that involves solving some very hard problems. If the problem is especially difficult, then we know that it can be hard to know which approach, if any, will produce the necessary results. In this case, we may ask multiple teams to pursue the same problem and hope that at least one of those teams will be able to generate the necessary impact. It would be even better, of course, if all of them made a significant impact, but we know that's highly unlikely. A good example of this might be when one of the focus areas is subscriber churn, where too many of our customers are leaving the service. There are, of course, many ways this problem can be addressed. And having multiple teams address this from multiple angles is often a good way to mitigate the risk. In this case, the teams will need to communicate to ensure there are no conflicts between the work, but normally each team tackles the problem based on the unique perspective and angle of their team and the code and technology they own. So, these approaches are usually largely independent and cumulative. One of the questions that often comes up with common objectives is how to attribute progress to a specific team when multiple teams are making changes in parallel. This is referred to as the product attribution problem. And there are two common approaches to this, which will be discussed in Chapter 59, Accountability. The higher order point is that it is normal and often wise to have multiple teams pursue the same objectives simultaneously. Companies that avoid shared or common objectives in the name of autonomy or communication often limit their ability to solve the toughest and most important problems.